Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, we now know whose fault coronavirus is.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You might have thought the Chinese, on account of they said, hey, we're the ones responsible for the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Remember that in January?
Right, right.
They admitted it themselves.
Yeah.
Before denying that they ever did admit it?
Yeah.
Right. That was hysterical.
Sort of a John Kerry thing, huh?
Yeah. Well, now, yeah. the media has figured out who is responsible for coronavirus, Lee, and it is not the Chinese, even though they at one time insisted that it was them.
Okay. Let me see.
Who else could it be?
I would think maybe the Russians, but no, I'm going to say Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he's at fault somewhere. Nope.
Yeah.
No, it's evangelicals.
Oh, okay.
Well, not to Chinese.
That's right.
It's evangelicals.
Well, let's see. Evangelicals believe in God. Since God created everything, I guess then you're going to blame God for this. Is that what's going on here?
Well, they haven't done that yet.
Oh, but they're blaming those of us who believe.
Well, no, because they'd have to believe in God in order to blame.
Gotcha.
So, no, God will escape the blame. They would have to believe. They do not.
Right.
Okay. This is an actual headline from the New York Times. You ready for this?
Well, yeah, that explains everything.
The road to coronavirus hell was paved by evangelicals.
Please.
It's your fault. Why? Not the Chinese, wasn't it? Yeah, they kind of waited 2.5 months to tell us about this thing. Yeah, it's no, wasn't them. No, it was you. What? See, because evangelicals deny science. And of course, you know, critical thinking. The denial of science and critical thinking among religious ultra-conservatives now haunts the American response to the coronavirus. This is made up. This is total fiction,
yes,
but I'm going to read it.
Yes, it is.
No, the one person who did anything and got the tar beat out of him was Donald Trump. He took the first action, blocked the flights from China. Anyway, on March 15, Guillermo Maldonado, who calls himself an apostle and hosted Mr. Trump earlier this year at a campaign event in his Miami megachurch, urged his congregants to show up for worship services in person. Do you believe God would bring his people to his house to be contagious with the virus? Of course not, he said. Rodney Howard Brown of the River at Tampa Bay Church in Florida mocked people concerned about the disease as pansies. Oh, so they got two guys, and insisted he would only shutter the doors to his packed church when the rapture was taking place.
Well, Well, there's a whole theological discussion I could have about that,
right.
But there'd be no need to close the doors.
By all accounts, President Trump's tendency to trust his gut over the experts on issues like vaccines and climate change does not come from any deep-seated religious conviction, but he is perfectly in tune with the religious nationalists who form the core of his base. In his daily briefings from the White House, Mr. Trump actively disdains and contradicts the messages coming from his own experts and touts as yet unproven cures. That is a crock.
I have some news.
That is an absolute crock.
I have some news for the New York Times. Evangelical Christians, God-fearing, Bible-believing, believing in the death and crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ as their Savior. These people are also doctors and scientists and teachers and politicians and law enforcement and first responders. They are people of faith who have every bit of the educational background and the scientific knowledge that atheists or those who are non-believers may have. This is, being an evangelical Christian does not negate your belief in or the application of science, period. It does not. This is the New York Times trying to be divisive. This is the New York Times trying to bully evangelicals. This is the New York Times trying to affect the outcome of an election and also the execution of government policy. This is absolutely irresponsible journalism.
This is exactly the kind of rhetoric that we've heard from socialist left-wing, you know, governments over the last 100 years.
This is the kind of thing that got 6 million Jews killed in World War II.
Bingo. To justify, well, you know, just roundups, just a little time in a camp. That I mean, you want to talk about what they're taught? That is exactly what this is, and it is a total crock. Notice who is not listed here: mosques.
Yeah.
Now, where are they going with this? Because they're always going somewhere.
Yeah.
Headline: New York Mayor Bill de Blasio threatens to permanently shut down churches and synagogues as punishment if they defy the stay-at-home warning. Permanently. Like, wait, when, once we've got this thing beaten, yeah, permanently. What about mosques?
All I can say to de Blasio.
They didn't mention that.
You don't have a prayer of doing that, de Blasio. That's it. You don't have a prayer. Not at all.
There is, of course, I should add, no legal authority for government officials to permanently shut down worship services.
Not
at all. It's not possible. But what the heck? Why not? This is where they're going. Let's just shut them down. We don't like them anyway. How about a little roundup? And they were, of course, outraged that Trump would date the time that he hoped to have the economy reopened. We now think maybe it's not going to happen to Easter.
Isn't it interesting?
That he would even mention Easter as that date.
Tara, think back to 9/11. And think back to the war on terrorism. And what is it that New York City said was not going to happen? That we're not going to accuse certain people who have a certain individual religious belief or religion of being associated with that. We're not going to monitor those, even though they had evidence that there were certain specific areas, certain specific mosques where there were imams that were preaching terrorism.
That was absolutely
that had absolute connections
by the
NYPD. To terrorist organizations.
Yeah, that's
and
not,
they
yeah.
said we're not going to let you investigate that. Gee, how have times changed? And now they're turning it right around and saying, "Oh, wait a minute! But you crazy Christians who don't want to get vaccinations or think that the coronavirus isn't real and deny science all the time because you don't believe in the Green New Deal, we're going to shut you down."
Look, we are here using science every day. We are using stats on the show every day. It has nothing to do with religion.
Nope.
We use hard, cold stats. And let me tell you what, if the stats were running the other direction, I would tell you. You know that, those of you who have been with me for 15 years. You know I will tell you the truth. And I will not lie to you. And that's why you're still with me. And I'm not going to lie to you about this. It's nothing to do with God or Christianity or any other thing.
Well, other than the fact that that's how we're going to get through this, is through faith.
Through faith. Because let me tell you what's coming business-wise is really badly. I mean, it's not being explained to the American people the horrible choice we are making right now. We are choosing to have a Great Depression without really understanding what that entails. Let me just give you two sets of stats for you to react to really quickly, Lee, because these are jaw-dropping. Let's start with the airline industry. Okay, we had on March 26th, this is TSA checkpoint travel numbers, so we know the numbers. 203,858 Americans traveled flew in the entire country. 203,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
On March 26, 1 year ago, 2.4 million did.
Yeah.
That means air traffic's down by 90%?
90%, exactly. Yeah.
So anybody give any thought to how the airlines will? No, of course we didn't. They're going to crash and burn. How about the restaurant industry? This is staggering. According to the National Restaurant Association, 3% of all American restaurants have now closed permanently. Those are your mom and pop shops. Mm-hmm. Every one of those was somebody's dream, somebody's baby, somebody slaved over, but nobody cares. It doesn't matter. Okay.
And it's not because they did anything wrong. It's because the government shut them down.
Yeah. When stats showed that the death rate from this thing was nowhere near what they told us. And now we know that for a fact because Fauci walked it back over the weekend. They got the death rate wrong by 1,000%. 1,000. They should have no credibility this morning, the mainstream media. None. No, 1 million to 2 million Americans. They're not going to die. That's what Fauci was saying. What's going to be 100,000? Well, that means the media, sir, got it wrong by a factor of 10 times. Uh-huh. And we're still got everything closed down based on the old numbers. Yeah. All right. Well, listen to what that means for the restaurant industry. Okay, Lee, 3% of all restaurants have already closed permanently in the United States of America. They are expecting, if this goes for another 30 days, and Trump just announced it will, 11 percentage points more will close down. That is 14% of all restaurants gone. I mean, 44% of operators have temporarily closed their restaurants. I mean, these are managers and line cooks.
Mm-hmm.
These are general managers. These are upper middle class, lower middle class, poor, working poor. Woo. Does anybody care? We're going to lose 14% of the restaurants in the country. Oh, well, sure. We'll just go right back to the way it was economically, right? Is that what people really think? There's a price to shutting down like this when, I mean, 100,000 people dead, that's terrible. It is. It's terrible, but it's a severe flu season. Again, 2017, 2018, according to the CDC, 61,000 to 80,000 Americans died. Did you see anything shut down, Lee?
No.
Anybody tell you to wash your hands? Anybody tell you to wear gloves or a mask? Was there a mask shortage? No. Why? That's what I want to know. Why? Why now? If we're going to pay this price, we should be able to make a decision. Yes, I choose to live through the Great Depression. I always wanted to know what it'd be like anyway. Okay, let's do it. But understand the price. This, Lee, this is being put before Americans as if there's no price.
Yeah. There are always consequences.
Massive consequences. Texter writes, you can deny your gender, but you can't deny science. Wait, what? Yeah, that's the ticket. Yeah, from the people who, never mind. Okay, Texter writes that, do you anticipate that these small business bailouts will help stave off some of this economic disaster? Some, but I mean, it's just too little. It's too little too late. You know, I mean, we're going to go restore 14% of American restaurants that will close by the end of April? My God, I mean, at some point, do you wonder this too, Lee? At what point does the government collapse? I mean, we are borrowing. I will just borrow 25% of the economy.
We just wrote a $6 trillion check that we have nothing to in the bank for.
Right, okay. So when we did that, we were $22 trillion in debt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that makes us, not that anyone's counting,
yeah.
$28 trillion
Oh, at least.
Right, okay.
And we're not done because we got people who are wanting to do this again. Talking about, we've already been through rounds 1, 2, and 3.
We'll do 4.
When? And now they're talking about 4 and 5, maybe 6.
Okay, so we were $22 trillion in debt before. We are now $28 trillion in debt.
Guesstimating.
Guesstimating. So what again is the size of the whole U.S. economy? $22 trillion.
Yeah.
So wait. So we have a $22 trillion annual economy and we now owe $28
trillion? Yeah.
How's that work?
Most families would be bankrupt at that point.
I'm just wondering if the ultimate goal here, and this has been in the back of my mind, is to bring about total economic collapse.
Cloward Piven?
They're doing it. They're doing it. Oh, we'll just go up to $34 trillion. Sure, okay. At some point, the creditors are going to call. They're going to say, pay. And the country collapses at that point. I just wonder if that's not the end goal here. And if Americans understand what the cost of this is, I mean, I guess you can't.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, so
we're going to find out, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
And then everyone will want to know, why do we do this? Media lied. That's why. They lied about the death toll. Yeah, it's bad to lose 100,000 people. But, you know, we did near that in 2017, 2018. No one cared.
Still hasn't happened
No one
yet.
Bought a mask. No one bought hand sanitizer. We just let them go. Didn't think a thing of it. Just want to know what's different now. I mean, hey, I think it's great we have a higher level of human compassion, Lee. I think we should be this cautious every winter.
Yes, yes.
To save lives.
But not at the point of shutting down the economy.
No, no.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Let's jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Jerry in Spartanburg. Hello.
Hey, Tara. How are you today?
Good.
Great, great, great. I've called you a couple times, and I listen to you quite often, quite consistently. But I wanted to just answer a quick question, if I could. I'm a local truck driver, so I get to listen to you guys all the time. But you asked what is the why in this situation. Once again, from listening to you every day, Mark Levin, I've watched pretty much every single news conference or listened to.
Good for you.
Obviously. With Donald Trump, the daily Donald Trump news conference. I've listened to that one every single day. I believe the why in this is basically a political move, Tara. I believe that I've heard a lot of hosts say that, you know, this is for political improvement, political gain, things like that. You can kind of see it. You can kind of see how the excitement the Democrats held at the beginning of this when the numbers were skyrocketing, things like that. The media has done nothing but a fear-mongering service to all of our local, you know, schools, grocery stores, things like that. And it's time, I believe, for this to kind of slow down. If people would just watch these statistics, read them for themselves, just like you're saying, you know, I completely agree. But I believe, back to your question, the why, I believe it's simply a political move. I believe they want to do whatever they can to tarnish Donald Trump's presidency, and maybe even to, when November comes, to either have people afraid to leave to go to the polls.
Yep.
Or be in such disdain for Donald Trump that they don't vote for him at all. Neither will work. I don't think either will work. But I think that this is a whole thing that is being used in this manner. Now, I agree with everything you said. This is deadly. It has caused, you know, far too many deaths, for sure. But the flu causes more, and it's something we have to realize, and it's something that we have to just kind of live with. And we can't continue to stop life as it exists, Tara. We just can't do that. So.
No, I don't think we should ignore this thing either, Jerry. Obviously, that would be terrible, and I'm not doing that in my own life. I mean, I'm following all the precautions, social distancing, all that stuff. You should be too. But Jerry, we just come back to it. I mean, 61 to 80,000 deaths from the flu, and that was the 2017-2018 season. Where was the run on hand sanitizer? Where was the, you know, hysterical desperation to buy masks? Where were the supply shortages? Why did no one care about ventilators? Where was any of it? Did a single business shut down? No. They didn't care. That's according to the CDC death toll, 2017-2018 flu season, 61 to 80,000 in the U.S. Just shy of Anthony Fauci's prediction this weekend of 100,000 deaths. It won't go that high. Not this year. And we know that from numbers. John Hopkins, look at this. Okay, 10,779 deaths in Italy. It's a big number. 7,300 deaths in Spain. What are we at right now, by the way? Have you noticed how you're not hearing a lot about the death number in the U.S.? You're hearing them talk about cases. They're talking about cases a lot. How many cases we have. But how many dead? Just short of 2,500. There's a reason they're not telling you that. How are we going to get to 100,000 from that? We're not. More people will die, and it's going to be really sad. And those numbers are going to escalate. But they have been seen nowhere in the world. Nowhere. But that's good. You know what's good about this? Fauci is beginning to walk this back. So he's taken us from, hey, a million will die, to, well, it might be just 100,000. What did Fauci do this weekend when he said that? It was an admission that the media's projected death toll of 1 to 2 million Americans was off by a factor of 10 times. That's progress. We're walking it back, walking back to panic. This is slow, mind-numbingly slow. But we're at least walking it back. So he set it at a new benchmark 10 times less than it was. He will walk it back again. He's going to have to.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's jump on the line with Bruce in Spartanburg on the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line. Hey there, Bruce.
Hey, Terry. How are you this morning?
Good. What's on your mind?
You're doing a great job keeping us informed. I have a question. I heard you reporting last week that the flu and the coronavirus had similar death rates, I guess the way to put it, or fatality rates. And if that is true, which one is the more dangerous, the flu or the coronavirus?
I think my answer to that... Bruce, let me answer that question real quick, okay? I want to be really clear what I was talking about last week. We have been tracking flu deaths in South Carolina next to coronavirus, and they were running, basically identically side by side, and making the point that nobody's covering the flu deaths. We've had 109 of those through March 25th in the state. It'll go higher in the next... when the next DHEC report came out. So hold on. I want to answer your question. I want to be really clear. My answer to your question is I don't know that answer.
Let me ask you. I'm just asking this.
Okay.
One we have a vaccine for, one we do not have a vaccine for.
Right.
So if they're running pretty similar and one we have a vaccine for, that would make me almost think, well, forget.
Wait. And you blacked out. What, Bruce, say, start that again. We have a vaccine. What, because you blacked out. What's up? What'd you say?
I said if we have a vaccine for one and we do not have a vaccine for the other.
Right.
They have similar fatality rates. Which one is really the more dangerous to get?
Okay.
You follow my...
I do. When you and what I'm here to tell you is this. This is what we know at this time, okay? We don't have an answer to that. I suspect they will come in just as Anthony Fauci predicted on February 28th in his editorial, which is that the COVID-19 numbers would likely come in around a severe flu season. In other words, worse than average for a flu season, but still within the range. And that's what he, the head of the CDC and the head of the NIH, who co-signed that editorial, said. And that is amazing to me that he let this hysteria run. Oh, we're going to have 1 to 2 million deaths. It's going to be terrible in the U.S. Only to come out this weekend and say, you know, things are going to be 100,000 to 200,000. By the way, let me explain this, y'all. What is going on here? This is a political maneuver. And why would Fauci come out? He went along with the hysterical 1 to 2 million projections. He knew the whole time that wasn't true. And I know that. You know that. Because I read his editorial on the 28th of February. So why'd he let it go? And why is he changing it now? He has done so much to hurt Trump. He's a big fan of Hillary Clinton's. He's a liberal. He was happy to see the markets kneecapped, even though he knew these numbers would be akin to a severe flu season. Why'd he do that? He's a political animal. But Fauci does not want to go down in American history as the man responsible for the largest hoax ever perpetrated on the American people and the destruction of an entire economy. He didn't want that. So he walked back. Oh, yeah, those death figures, 1 to 2 million. Yeah, that was always wrong. It's about 10 times less than what you've been told. Oh, and we made the decision to shut the entire economy based on faulty numbers. But hey, I'm giving you the right numbers now. Why is Fauci doing that? What helps Trump? That's not why he's doing it. Media will tell you it is, but it's not true. They loved Fauci when he was regularly tanking the stock market a week or two ago. Now, Fauci's walking it back to save Fauci's rear end. He's got to get on the record. Oh, no, no, no. We always knew. Yeah, I know you always knew. You knew February 28th. So why'd you let us all think that a million people would die? Why did you terrify the American public? You put it in writing in the New England Journal of Medicine that you knew better. And now you're coming back and saying, oh, yeah, my numbers from the 28th were right. He's always known. He'll walk it back again. I can't put the date on it, but he is. He's going to walk it back again. He has to. Because his reputation is on the line. It's about Fauci. It's not about you. It's not about the economy. Now, the Trump people, I'm just going to tell you the background politics here. This is, you love it, you hate it. This is what's going on. The Trump people jumped right up. Did you notice that? Yep, 100 to 200,000 deaths. Yep, mm-hmm, that forecast. And what did Trump himself say over the weekend? Yeah, if we beat 100,000, we'll be doing great. Because he knows we're going to. Anybody with a darn calculator can figure that out. Looking at the death rates around the world, it ain't rocket science. Trump knows it's not going to come out to 200,000. So what did he do? He grabs Fauci's numbers. Fauci's just out there covering his own rear end. He grabs Fauci's numbers and goes, see, look, if we beat that, we won. I saved all those lives. That's why he embraced it this weekend, because we're going to beat it. A lot of people will die from this. If you look at the latest numbers that are being forecast out of Oxford and out of the Imperial College in the UK, where all this came from, our death toll should end up around 29,000. What? I shouldn't forecast that? Well, the media shouldn't have used their 1 to 2 million figure. We were told, believe them, right? Well, let's believe them now. They're saying, 1 to 2 million Americans dead. We meant more like 29,000. What? We believed them for weeks when it was 1 to 2 million. Got to trust science, Tara. Okay, well, I'm here to believe the same people. By the way, the Imperial College had to walk that study back again on Friday. Yeah, we're so sorry about the economic destruction we caused with our fake numbers. Well, I'm still listening. So that's what happened over the weekend. This is why Trump embraced this. It's okay, we're going to keep the economy shut down till April 30th, which I think is still going to potentially cause a Great Depression. I don't think we can do this. But he's doing it. Why? Because it's going to be really obvious by April 30th that even Fauci's numbers of 100,000 were too high. Fauci knows it too. Like I said, he'll walk it back again. Trump's going to look like a genius, like he saved all these lives. It's a political game. But folks, don't get mad at him. He has to play it. If he doesn't play it, they will stoke such unimaginable terror in the American people. And that in turn will brutalize the economy further. Does that make sense? So what Trump is preparing you for is that by the end of April, folks, we've got 2,500 deaths. We ain't hitting 100,000 by the end of April. And they're saying, hey, we're going to hit the peak and come down. And we will. I'm not sure we haven't hit the peak already. They don't know either. There's no way to know. We weren't testing. So that's what Trump is doing. He's playing the game and setting himself up, as he often does, for the long-term win. When the death total comes in way below 100,000. And unless we handle this thing worse than Iran, worse than China, and worse than Italy, that's where that number is going to come in. That's not my opinion. That's the opinion of the Imperial College, the very people the media have been telling us to listen to from the beginning. It's also the opinion of the folks at Oxford. And it's maddening. Thomas in Easley. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
My nephew's in New York City. And he had a friend that works for a radio station. They went out to one of the major hospitals, and they have all these lines set up for the testing of coronavirus. They went around the front. They went around the back. Not one person standing in line at in New York City hospital. And the radio guy that was videotaping this, I got it out. My nephew sent it to me. We're saying this is all a bunch of hoax. The media will tell you people are standing in line at the hospital and there was not one person.
Oh, yeah. According to the media last week, Thomas, people were literally dropping dead of coronavirus in the hospitals in New York were having to make decisions about who would live and who would die. The
funny thing about it, they had all these barriers set up. They had a tent there. They had a line. They had the X's, you know, where you were supposed to stand so many feet apart, and there was not one soul there.
Well, we're seeing that with Prisma right now. They're furloughing employees. They're letting them go because they're not allowed to do elective surgeries anymore because they're supposed to be waiting for the million-person death toll that's never going to come.
Well, my opinion is that they tried to get Trump this one way. They tried to get him with this fake dossier. They tried to get him with other things. Now they're trying to destroy the economy, which they will do to a point. And then they're going to sit there and say, see, we need Biden. But anyway, thank you for your valuable time.
Oh, well, thank you for your valuable time. I appreciate you listening, Thomas. Here we go. Here it is. This is the critical line to understand what happened this weekend. During a White House press conference, Trump said data indicates the U.S. death rate will likely peak in 2 weeks. He also remarked that limiting the number of deaths to 100 to 200,000 would constitute a good job, and that his administration has lowered the number of potential deaths from earlier estimates of more than 2 million. That's what he's going to fight with. It's going to come in way below 100,000. He knows it. You can't draw any other conclusion by looking at the stats around the rest of the world, and he's going to declare victory. That's his plan to defeat them. We'll see if it works.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's jump on the line with Carol in Malden. Hey, Carol, how you doing?
Hello, Carol. Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
You know the left wants to get rid of talk radio. How are you going to survive when you can't do any obscene profit breaks? How is talk radio going to survive?
Obscene profit breaks. You can tell you're a hardcore listener. Honestly, we'll go down with every other industry. I mean, I just gave you the stats on just two industries that are in absolute free fall. I mean, so bad that... the American Restaurant Association says, Carol, we've never lived through this. 3% of U.S. restaurants have already closed. Another 11% will close permanently in the next 30 days. That's 14% of restaurants in the U.S. gone, wiped out, along with all their employees. Air traffic's down 90% right now. I don't know how the airlines won't collapse, but nobody cares. So talk radio will follow all of that. I mean, all of it will, if we continue with this economic shutdown. And we don't reevaluate, given the new death numbers, what our plan is.
Well, losing talk radio was the saddest part of it all because it keeps most Christians sane.
Well, look, don't be afraid of that, okay? Listen, I will tell you this, Carol. I will always be behind a microphone until I cannot hold one in my hands anymore. So if something were to happen to talk radio, I'll go right to podcast. I will always be there. Just look for me. I'm never going to stop talking. So
okay, I mean, we've got to go to the internet.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. Don't let it worry you. We're doing fine right now. We're doing better than most. This is a very strong station. So we're not going anywhere in the near future. But understand, look, I love you guys. I love you passionately. And I love you so much that even though I love Donald Trump, when he was saying one thing on this, you know, coronavirus, Carol, I was saying another. I will always tell you the truth to the best of my ability. I'm human, and that makes me fallible. But even when Trump is saying one thing, if I don't think it's the right thing, I'm going to tell you the truth. And I did on Corona. I was the opposite of what he was saying for quite a while here. And that will never change. So I want you to know that even if I don't make a cent from it, I will always, 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 I will always be in this medium. I might be in a different place, but I will always be here for you as long as I can hold a mic in my hands and do this. And that will never change. We can always jump. You know, technologies and stuff. We may have to do that here in the coming weeks at Intercom. I'm one of the last people coming into this building, and I insist on coming in every day because I don't want to be in a Comrex. I don't want to be at home. I don't want it going down during the show. I don't want to do a show that doesn't sound as good as the studio. So I get up and come in here every day. And I have pled with the management to let me do that. And because I'm one of the few in this building that I literally work in an isolation chamber. There's no one in this room with me when I work. And you know, you've heard us joke around before that, you know, when I bump into Lee in the hall, I'm like, darn, I can't wear this outfit again this week. I literally don't see anybody. So there's no reason for me not to come in. It's very safe. But in answer to your question, I mean, we'll go down when the rest of the country goes down. But I'm not going down. I'll find a way to put it on the air one way or the other. I'll always be there. So don't be scared. That's my main thing to you guys. Don't be scared. Don't let them scare you. What they're doing to the economy is scary. And I'm not going to lie to you about that. And the coronavirus is scary. It's going to probably kill a little more, more people than the flu. You put it on top of a flu. It's a lot of dead people in a year. And that's why you should follow the experts' advice. You should. And I am. Social isolating, 6-foot distance, all that stuff. But don't let it panic you. It's not what they have told you. And that's what Fauci admitted this weekend. Yeah, they kind of got it wrong by a factor of 10 times, the death projections. That's what the headline should have been. But the media doesn't want you to know that. So they just ran with 100 to 200,000 without telling you, well, isn't that 10 times less than y'all were telling us would die? You know, the strategy we base the whole country shutdown on, that whole thing. You mean you were off by a factor of 10 times? Yep. That's the significance of Fauci's admission. And so that's good, folks. We're walking in a good direction. We just need the truth out there faster before we end up in the Great Depression for honestly no good reason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.